Welcome. Are you ready to take a journey with me into knowledge, enlightenment, and discovery? Then let's journey again together. This is your host, Rebecca Jernigan, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Good afternoon, everyone. Well, welcome to Journeys with Rebecca. I am your tour guide into discoveries, Rebecca Jernigan. Wow, feels kind of strange being here on a Monday. Yes, we have moved to a new time slot. Now on Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time, right here on BBS Radio. You know, it's going to take me some time to adjust, but I'm so very happy that you have followed me to my new showtime. I want to thank everyone. Okay, let's get to our guest this afternoon. It's my resident astrologer, Nancy Miller Ogren. Now, we're going to be discussing all kinds of really fun things, sacred sites, goddess energies, and of course, an astrological update. Now, just a reminder to visit the website, and that's journeyswithrebecca.com. Now, if you did miss a show, I have links to my radio audio archives there. And you can also, while there, keep up with the latest Journeys news, including the showtime changes. There's just all kinds of cool stuff, some valuable information and resources. That address, again, is journeyswithrebecca.com. Now, a special thanks to Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series by Sandy Andrews. Now you can find out all about it at www.universallearningseries.com. And also special thanks as well to Fate Magazine, both of them, for sponsoring Journeys with Rebecca. Okay, back to my guest this afternoon. Again, is Nancy Miller Ogren. Now, Nancy has combined various interests and has created through both Pathways and Moonwise opportunities for people to create the life they were meant to live. Now, for the last 30 years, she's been working with people throughout the world through private consultations, workshops, radio appearances. She helps people to achieve more confidence and passion in their lives. Now, her website is nancymillerogren.com. And, of course, you can always click on the link right there from the front page of my website. Now, we shall return in just a moment with Nancy. We'll be right back.
There's still time to take advantage of a private reading with Rebecca Jernigan with the July special. If you schedule your reading in the month of July, you will get your reading at half price. It's only good for July, so hurry and call now to set your appointment with Master Clairvoyant Rebecca Jernigan. Limited number of time slots are available, so call 888-958-2768. That's 888-958-2768. Call now. Where will your life's journey take you?
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. And oh my goodness, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world is Nancy Ogren. She's here with us today. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, how fun this is going to be, because we've got some very special treats for everyone today. The first thing that we have is we're going to be talking about your trip, and that's going to be talking about the goddess energy or the female energy.
Right.
We're also going to do our astrological update, and then the real, real fun part of it, not like any of the rest of it isn't, is going to be answering all those emails that we got from everyone. How fun is this going to be?
Yes. It is going to be fun.
Yay. I'm just excited. I'm excited for this because there's just so much information and energy going on with today's show. So you guys are just absolutely going to want to keep your ears peeled to this one. So let's start out, Nancy. You recently took a trip.
Mm-hmm.
So let's let you just take it and run with that.
Well, it was a trip to Turkey, and it was not only Istanbul, but on into the country of Turkey itself, and we went all the way through the country, and the name of the tour was Goddess Conversations. And by the way, that is a website, goddessconversations.com. It's and it was a trip, and they do different trips over the year, and so obviously it was geared to the feminine and to discovering. Partly at Catalhoyuk there are some discoveries of some pretty profound statuettes that go back thousands of years, and which dovetails into my belief that back, you know, we had the we're into the age of Aquarius. Back, we've had 2,000 years of the age of Pisces. You keep going backwards, and these civilizations and these traditions, where not only was the female equal, she at times ruled and didn't rule in necessarily a queenly fashion, but more in that feminine nurturer position. And so there wasn't war, and there were generations and generations and generations where there wasn't any conflict, and there was equality, and there was progress, and there were many wonderful things that happened. But during the age of Aries, which was just before the age of Pisces, which was the last 2,000 years, we did have a lot more war and invasion, because that's a masculine energy. And back at during the age of Taurus, actually Taurus is a bull, but it was a feminine energy. I think that's very interesting.
That is.
So we really had a balance at that time. And the balance really, I think, is what brought us that equality. And the idea that it never happened, and the gods and goddesses of Greece and Rome are sort of distillations of those real feminine balances that were there. We kind of look at the gods and goddesses of Greece and Rome as sort of legends, and they're based on fact, however. They are based on actual people that, as the invasions over the centuries and millenniums happened, we really found that they wanted to borrow them. They wanted to borrow some of the traditions in order to keep the people aligned with what they were going to offer them. And that's kind of what happened. They just converted things. And that goes all the way into Christianity, actually. Conversion of the tradition in order for the people to feel comfortable about becoming the new identity. But I found it profound to be in Turkey itself, to go to some of these sites. Many of the female or feminine sites, not everybody goes to. I mean, they're truly, truly off the beaten path. And you get permission to go there, and we had someone who is a professor of women's studies in Istanbul, and he's set up these tours, and that's really what we got to do, was experience. I mean, you know, I laugh about our history. You know, we're a little over 200 years old. I was at excavations that were 13,000 years old.
Right.
And it kind of makes you feel like, oh, I got to reframe my picture of history.
Yeah. Especially if you're an American, because
yes,
we don't
exactly
have as much as of that going
yes
on. That's why that's so. It is very profound to stand in a site like that and realize that you're looking that far back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You're going, oh my! Yeah.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It is amazing, and the idea that there's, and again, I kind of, you know, look at it after the phenomenon, basically, of the Da Vinci Code, we really are coming into an age and a time where we're maybe going to be willing to reframe a little bit what reality and real history is, instead of sort of the history of the last 2,000 years, which has governed an age, which has governed our age and our perception of truth. And what we're really looking at is, no, there's a bigger truth, and there was a balance, and we need to access that, and it's important. And
well, I think the whole premise of the goddess energy is getting more and more acceptable, because
mm-hmm
they realize that you know, the testosterone energy, if you will, or the male energy, isn't working real
right
well.
Right.
You know, we have to have that balance.
We do have to have that balance. And going into this transition, as I've talked about before on your show, and I talked about it on the trip too, because somebody was very disparaging on the bus. We were, well, you know, went through the country on a bus. And somebody said, well, I'm certainly not a New Ager. And so I got up and I said, I want to explain what New Age is, and which is a transition from one astrological age to another. I know I've talked about it, and we've been in Pisces for 2,000 years, and now we're transitioning into the age of Aquarius, and everybody knows that, you know, from the 60s, but it got pinned on the 60s. It was part of the transition, indeed, the 60s, but it was just the very beginning. It has a transition of over 100 years. And so that's why all of these discoveries and all of these shifts in understanding, and why their people are threatened by the fact that some of the realities of the last 2,000 years don't necessarily get to go on into the next age as absolutes. They are going to have to be shifted a bit, and we're going to have to bring both the new age, which is the Aquarian age, and the ages we've been through, and bring them together in a connection. And that way we're really going to have an opportunity to have probably civilization and societies that aren't war-based.
Right, and the past is an indicator.
And
we can actually use the past as a lessons, as tools to learn from if what didn't work.
Uh-huh.
And that's really what it's about. It's about utilizing that information. I mean, we know what's happened, so now we can go, oh, that didn't work, that doesn't work. Maybe we need to rethink this.
Exactly.
So.
And you get up, well, this morning to the news of Israel and Lebanon and the escalation and really the terror, really the terror of the people and how all of their progress over the last X years is going backwards. I mean, it was destroyed within days, and they worked years and years to build something. And it's not condemning a people; it's condemning the belief systems that created this.
Yes, and the actions it's taken from those beliefs.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
and really, that's what I believe. The more we can agree that that isn't the premise we want to go forward with, that isn't forward motion in any way, and if really world leaders are just paying lip service to we've got to do something about this and not really coming up with solutions, again, we as women have got to be reframing, and the men in our lives, and I know they are, I know they are. I know that there are many men that don't feel like this is forward motion either.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, I'm not saying that we are not in a war. I truly believe that. But we're in a philosophical shift that has to happen.
And it does. And you know, the thing that I guess that disturbs me the most when I look at the present day war over there is that the value of human life is become non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what we're here for.
No. And again, that's not what the Aquarian age is about. Aquarius is about equality and balance and the idea that we really are equal.
Yes.
Absolutely, we are equals.
Yes.
And I think that's because again, I will agree too and again, some of the things to look at with the when it was the female ruled, there was, you know, the there wasn't partnership, there wasn't anything like that. There were consorts for both men and women, and it would be my brother and I would rule, not my husband and I, and that was eons later. And it was land. I mean, it was the thing that kind of brought us down as a civilization. It was the land stayed in the family, and that's how egalitarian behavior came to be. And so if I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to share, and I'm going to behave as though you're dispensable, then then a woman isn't any more, in a place to be as charitable as could be than a man is. It's just that we didn't go to war.
There you go. and you know, there's both sides right there.
That's
the perfect example. Absolutely.
Yes, exactly. And that's where I feel like we truly have to take up this consciousness and really invest ourselves in the ideas of, I can see this a different way, and I can agree. And even if it's taking just a little bit of responsibility in your own life, I mean, that was part of the trip, was that I was going to have to travel by myself. And I'm a grown woman. I mean, seriously grown woman. And, you know, I am not a kid. And I had to admit that, oh, my gosh, for the first time in my life, I'm going to do this all by myself. I mean, I used to want credit for, you know, flying to California for a 2.5-hour plane ride. I was going to go all the way to Turkey by myself. But, you know, it's not that I couldn't do it. It's just that I never had to.
There you go. Well, and, you know, some of that, too, is, you know, anytime I get to travel or I'm traveling by myself, it's always the male family members that say, are you sure you want to go by yourself? You're not going to be safe, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know what? You know, if I lock myself into that mode, then I'm not going to leave my house.
That's right.
Matter of fact, I don't even know if I'll stay in my house, because then there's dangers here, too.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's, again, where we step up. It's those little things where we step up. And I didn't have a moment's hesitation. I knew I had to be on this trip, and a lot of this did come from, you know, over the last 4 years or so when I've been doing this Moonways guide, and I knew from the beginning that I wanted goddesses in there, because goddesses in astrology and sort of the idea that there is a level of support for you, and part of it comes from the heavens, in my opinion, and not just one part of the heavens.
Right, exactly.
And so when I started doing the goddesses, I knew about them, and I had, you know, I knew the big ones and the high points and all of that. But when I started reading them to apply them to a certain moon, and I had to read lots of goddesses to feel which one fit, I really learned a lot about their resonances and how they resonate and how they truly are hearth there at that hearth supporting our lives. They really are. And I could feel them, and that's what made me do this pilgrimage, in essence. I had to go where they were and feel what it felt like. And it really made me understand even more the extent to which we have lost a whole piece of our history.
And a shame it is.
It is a shame.
Because even with the new information on some of the new archaeological digs that they've, you know, uncovered,
mm-hmm.
A lot of female stuff.
Lots of female stuff.
But it kind of almost, it gets like mentioned kind of in passing.
Yes.
And I would, you know, I always thought that was kind of like the short end of the stick for the discoveries, because that obviously should be just as important as anything
right.
else. So.
And giving credit, because I was at Cattlehayuk at the dig itself. It was very exciting. And the dilemma that the archaeologists have is that they very much don't want to have opinions, so they almost go the other way of not having any at all, because the original archaeological digs that have gone on over like the last 50 to 100 years were mostly all male-based, obviously.
Right.
And so their assumptions were that even though, and they even say it today, even though there are maybe 10 female statuettes and one male, as it happened, there was an archaeological magazine that came, had an issue out while we were there, and sure enough, the single male statue got on the cover.
Aww.
Not any of the female statues.
Aww.
And it's like anything else. We just have to be patient, but we have to be aware that there's another side in there, and it's being brought out gradually. There was such a difference between the last tour last year that they were on and the differences in even the visitor center at Cattlehayuk than this year. I mean, this year there were There was more information. There was more acknowledgement of the female. There was changes. And just to see that, the group that had been there last year that I was with, it was a little enough different that there was an acknowledgement of other realities. And we have to be hopeful. We really have to be hopeful. But we also have to have it matter to us that there is a different story.
Well, and I think that's the key here, as example by just having the male figure on the magazine.
Yes.
You know, it's like the balance would have been is to maybe show one of each.
Yes, absolutely.
Or several of each or something.
Yes.
So, because then it looks like that was the only thing that was discovered.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's the first thing that people are going to say. Oh, they discovered that.
Well, look, they discovered that statue.
Yeah, but then it's kind of mentioned in passing, and
that's bad.
But you know, let's talk about the pilgrimages. You know, there's many people doing that now. There's, you know, tours or companies, whatever organizations that are promoting. A lot of these goddess tours, not necessarily the same as the one that you went on.
No, they're doing them all over.
And I really, really think that anybody, male or female, if they certainly can afford it and can afford the time, that they owe it to themselves to be enlightened on from a different perspective.
Absolutely.
And I think it would, because they're just, if nothing else, they're absolutely extraordinary just for the experience itself. Whether you come away with a different belief or opened your mind at all, the experience itself is phenomenal.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, I think what we'll do, Nancy, is that next time another one comes up, we'll certainly post that so that anybody that would like to... you know, get a part of it or get some more information, that maybe they can certainly do that.
Absolutely.
Through your site and my site, and
you
I think
bet.
That would be great. Well, you know, I'm really glad that you talked about it, and I know in the shows to come that we're also going to talk, get into some more of this as well.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the goddess energy and the different sites, and we will be giving more information as time goes along during the course of the rest of this year. So
absolutely.
Yeah, so it's going to be lots of fun, and we'll get into some specific sacred sites and what the real true meaning is, because some of that also has been kind of, you know, mutilated or mutated or what have you.
Absolutely.
It's not exactly as it says. But, you know, we're just about out of time in this segment, so I want to let everyone know that we're going to come back with the astrological changes coming up. And then we're going to be getting into your emails. So you guys,
yes, we are.
You don't want to miss a thing. And we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Rebecca of Journeys with Rebecca. Today I'd like to talk to you about Your Never-Ending Life. It's book one in the series, Universal Learning. It introduces the revolutionary philosophical theory of universal learning. The book is written in an easy-to-read and broad-minded fashion. Your Never-Ending Life explores subjects such as past lives, karma, emotional control, and superior spirit. It takes you on the journey to discovery of you, the never-ending eternal spirit. You will develop an understanding of the transcendent scale of the universe and learning the ways of God the Creator. To learn more or to get your copy, visit www.universallearningseries.com. Again, that's www.universallearningseries.com. Want to know what's on my coffee table? The latest issue of Fate Magazine. Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, Fate Magazine provides a one-of-a-kind reading experience. Published continuously since 1948, Fate is the only publication to consistently supply its loyal readership with a broad array of true accounts of the strange and unknown, from psychics and spiritualists to archaeological hotspots and fringe science, from authoritative UFO and paranormal investigations to readers' personal mystic experiences. Fate articles are factual, informative, and entertaining. Fate's unique mix serves the growing audience of people seeking both answers and entertainment. Find out more about Fate, and to subscribe, log on to www.fatemag.com or call 1-800 828-2730.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. You know, Nancy, we always just have so much fun. You're just a hoot. It's just so much fun. People miss some of the best conversations on the commercial breaks, and I apologize to you guys for that. But before we get started on the astrological events taking place, Nancy and I are going to be doing this every time she's on, which is approximately every 2 weeks. We're going to be taking your email questions.
Yeah.
And those email questions are astrological. What you would need to do is send us your you don't have to send us your full name, but whatever your question is, along with their birth date, the time and place of their birthright,
mm-hmm.
and then whatever the question is, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And you will send it to mailbag at journeyswithrebecca.com. And for those of you who are listening today, that is right there on the front page. You can just hit the link. It's all over the front page. Mailbag at journeyswithrebecca.com. Send us your questions, because when we're done with this part of the show, which is to get into the next phase of the moon cycles, we are going to be doing those email questions that you all sent us, and we're just excited to have them, and we're glad that you guys are having fun, because we have fun doing them as well. So, all right, so... Wow. The energies. Let's talk about those. This has just been probably the craziest time the last few weeks for me personally, as far as, getting through out of that Mercury retrograde, out of the last energies that were present with us, and honestly, I can't remember what they were.
Cancer.
That's it. I should have known that.
Yes, the month of Cancer.
And I think that there was a lot of Cancer people that kind of just, I don't know, just kind of went kind of wigged out on me, because I know a lot of Cancer people, and they've done some very unusual things this past few weeks.
Yes.
And they're just like, okay, please let something change for them. And I'm not saying that of all Cancer people, so don't anybody take that personally out there that's listening.
Well, because sometimes when the sun is in our own sign, it gets overwhelming, because we really feel the intensity of it. And so I always do give the benefit of the doubt to the people whose sign it is. And indeed, we have to cut them a little bit of slack, because it's not easy.
God bless them.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about, we just come out of a new moon.
Yes, we had the Leo new moon last Monday, Tuesday.
So that's brought in, I know we talked a great deal last time about how people needed to be prepared for this.
Yes.
And I'm hoping everyone that listened was ready for it. That prepared for it, because the information you shared was just absolutely valuable. I took it to a great deal of heart.
Good.
And I found that it allowed me to be able to, in the very crazy activities going on around me, allowed me to at least make some sense out of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So let's talk about what else is coming up.
Well, and so this coming next week, the 9th of August, we have the Aquarius full moon, and Aquarius, the full moon is always six signs opposite the new moon, and Aquarius brings in that air, sort of to draw even more so that fire up. And the interesting thing about Aquarius is, Aquarius says, okay, you've opened, you've accessed your passion, you've accessed where you are and who you are in your own life. Now, how are you going to apply it? What are you contributing to your own destiny? Where are you going with what you know? And that's where we're going on the full moon. And I think it's very positive. I really do, because, and also what we have here is Neptune, which is a water planet, is in Aquarius, conjunct the full moon. So you're going to have the healing, taking advantage of the opportunity. You can heal almost any wound you felt you carry. This is truly an opportunity, because Neptune says, You know, healing is the prime purpose of life. Neptune really wants the healing to take place. Lifetimes of healings, yesterday's wounding, whatever it is, let's heal it. And again, we're not going to be powerless. We're going to be proactive. And so where would you be committed to yourself to step up and realize that you have more to be than what you've assumed up to this point? And that's really the message.
So I want to talk a little bit about the whole energy behind Neptune. You know, all of the astrological signs are associated with icons, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And Neptune is associated with what icon?
Well, it rules the water signs. I mean, it rules a specific sign, but it's about the depth to which you're willing to go. I would say it's where would you dive into your own unconscious? How deeply would you go? How far will you go to retrieve and redeem yourself? Because it's really your reality. And Neptune is really about the healer. It rules Pisces, and it's about the healer. And it's not only about being the healer in the world, but it's about being the healer in your own life. How do you heal yourself? How do you allow yourself to see what's possible for you?
All right, so let's pull that back just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
What can, because as people are going through this and they're listening to this, they're halfway through the Leo full moon.
Yeah, new moon.
New moon, sorry.
Yeah.
The Leo new moon. So
yeah.
What can they utilize, obviously, the power of Leo and carry that into the next full moon, which is the power of Aquarius? How can we meld all that? How can we, flow from one to the other and just kind of keep the flow going?
Well,
does that make sense?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I'm going to actually give you something practical.
Oh, I love practicality.
Because this came up in my own life, and so I'm going to talk about this in a practical way. Something came up about someone I know before I left for this trip, and he wanted to do more. He wanted to contribute something more than what he felt he was contributing, and more because he's grieving the war in Iraq and really didn't quite know what does one do. And off the top of my head, I live in northern Colorado, so I said, and he's a massage therapist, and I said, why don't we get a group together and go to the Veterans Hospital and see what we can do? And so as this is evolving, I ran into a woman on the trip, my roommate actually, whom I didn't know, who does microloans for women. Microloans are small loans for women in Guatemala. She spends 4 months a year there. Okay, well, what are we doing for, say, the reservists' wives, who the reservists have come home injured, and the Veterans Administration are debating how they do this? What are we doing? What are we doing to help them? So I spoke to another friend about what I'd like to do is take groups, take people up there and really kind of maybe in a little quiet way find out what these guys need. What do their families need? What do they need to do? What can we do for them? And this woman I was talking to said, do you remember that I'm from a banking family? And do you know that in Colorado they have a microloan system and you can get women loans? Microloans like they do in foreign countries and help them? And I said, no, I did not know that. And so that's my quest.
Well, now there you go. Now that's a nice flow through, isn't it?
Yes, because Aquarius says, are you your brother's keeper? Really? Are you your brother's keeper? And the answer is yes, we all are our brother's keeper. So this full moon and new moon, my question would be, what can you do? What can you do in your own neighborhood? What could you do? how would you do it? And it doesn't have to be big. I'm finding out how we go up there. As somebody else I know that I talked to, and really, and see, I believe in this. All of this happened because I said, I've got this idea. And everybody has contributed to that idea. Another person that I spoke to, I was talking about it to some people, and this woman says, I actually know a person who is involved with the surgeries up at that, up, and she's a massage therapist, and she helps schedule surgeries up in Cheyenne at that vet's hospital. Would you like to get together with her?
Wow.
Yes. So this just isn't something that's, you know, it's about how, and I just feel like, I honestly feel like the higher power has taken my hand and is guiding me where I'm going. Because I said I want to do something concrete.
Well, there you go.
And that's what I see Aquarius as. If you're going to define Aquarius, it's what action do you take to indeed invest yourself in what reality is. We don't get to sit and complain. We have to stand up and take action. And that's truly this Aquarius full moon.
So it's an action time.
An action time.
All right. And that comes out of what's happened in the past few weeks here with the letting go and then the,
yes,
you know, having the goals and being able to take the action towards the goals.
Right.
Absolutely positive.
So. Absolutely. And there isn't, and it isn't somebody else's job. It isn't. It's not somebody else's responsibility. It's all of our responsibility, and that's also reframing the idea that this administration, if you will, may have made some errors in judgment. I'm not going to sit there and say, look at what they've done. I'm going to say, okay, just like if it was my kid, you decided something that doesn't really serve. Let's see how we can reframe this and do it differently, and have a different outcome than I knew it was going to be another Vietnam.
Right.
We get to do something about that.
Right.
And so stepping up this time and saying, yeah, I don't want to be a part of another something that's detrimental to another 4 generations or 10 generations. I want to be one of the people that said I'm going to help.
You know, here's my thought on that. You don't have to agree or disagree with what's going on.
Right.
But what you do need to do is, because it is part of the reality, unfortunately,
mm-hmm,
you can take some actions for those that are caught up in this reality, as we all are.
Absolutely.
So it's not about agreeing or disagreeing by,
mm-mm,
helping or reaching out or doing. It's not that you're putting your stamp of approval, oh, yeah, I think this is fine, because everyone's caught up in this.
That's
worldwide.
Right. That's right.
This is not
and
about
those,
one person.
Those reservists never expected to be stuck where they are in their life.
No.
They never expected that.
No.
And I see no reason to stand by and wait to see what happens. I feel like, okay, let me step up and see what I can do. Let me see. What do you need from me? And that's really what I said. You know, we go up there, just go up there without an agenda. We go up there to offer what do they need. To offer to help with what they need, not what we think they should need, and certainly not to change their minds. That's not what it's about. It's about going to say, what do you need from me?
Right, and what can I do?
Yes.
And within the parameters.
Exactly. If it's, you know, whatever it is, do you need me to help you get your family out to see you? Okay, then that's what I work on. Whatever. But it really is about, I, and this is, like I said, this is Aquarius. I am a part of this human family, and I'm here to help make that work.
And that is absolutely profound. So for those of you out there listening, here you go. You got the energies at hand. You guys, don't go away. We're going to be back with all those email questions, so stay tuned.
Close your eyes and imagine you're on an unspoiled beach somewhere, sunlight streaming through the palm leaves. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series, introduces the revolutionary philosophical theory of universal learning. The theory of universal learning focuses on you, the never-ending, eternal spirit, developing an understanding of the transcendent scale of the universe and learning the ways of God the Creator, teaching common principles and moralities that most religions share. Universal learning is based around the universal laws and universal energy. It is divided into three main topics: who you are, why you are here, and how to achieve success and fulfillment in your lifetime. Your Never-Ending Life explores subjects such as past lives, karma, emotional control, and superior spirit. The book is written in an easy-to-read and broad-minded fashion. For more information, visit www.universallearningseries.com.
Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, it's easy to keep up with all the latest Journeys news. My upcoming guest, just sign up to receive the Journeys newsletter. It's free, and you will never receive any junk mail. Your email is never sold or distributed. So keep up to date the easy way. Just log on to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and at the bottom of the main page, you'll see the box. Type in your email address, and you're done. And once a week or so, you'll receive all the latest Journeys news.
Have questions about your love life or your job? Get your private psychic reading from Rebecca. Call to schedule an appointment at 1-888-958-2768. That number again is 1-888-958-2768.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
All right, welcome back to Journeys with Rebecca. We're here with Nancy Ogren, and it's email time.
Ta-da!
I'm just so excited about this, to be able to, you know, help people like this. I think this is just so fun. Again, you guys can write in mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com with your questions, and we're going to go ahead and finish that up at the end of the show, too, to give everyone what it is that they need. But, Nancy, you got the first email, so if you go ahead and read it to us.
I will, and this is from Julia in Maryland. And I'm going to say her question was some suggestions about what would be the highest vocation for me at this point in my life. And I will say that I went to this point in your life. You were a Virgo when you were born, and your moon was in Sag, and your ascendant was Scorpio. And you are a very strong person, but as you've gone along, you've shifted so much about what your life experiences are and how you're accessing different pieces. And I just want to say, progressed. We just talked about Neptune earlier. You have an aspect to Neptune, and it's about your vocation, avocation in your life. And what I see is, this would be a great opportunity for you to look into how you would work in the healing arts. Anything having to do with your hands.
Let me iterate there, because I heard that. I was like, she needs to go into medicine or healing. It can be alternative, or it can
absolutely be
mainstream. That's what
absolutely
I heard.
Absolutely. And it could be Reiki. It could be, you could be working herbs. You could, you know, it doesn't have to be huge, but if you aren't working with people in a sacred medicine way, you need to. And you have a lot of energy and action in group endeavors, absolutely, working with other people, working in a center with people. This is worth taking some of your extra time to do, I would say. And you have a gift. And don't get into the old Virgo stuff. I have to do You don't have to go get a medical degree, but you do have to work with people. It's
yes.
very important.
I agree with that.
Okay.
All right.
The next one is, is from Elaine in Canada. And we did miss our chance with her question because it had to do with something that happened the weekend of the 19th to July 23rd. But since it had to do with the approaching of the new moon, I really feel like what happened at that event began a cycle for her, and she is a Sagittarius by birth and a Sagittarius ascendant, and where she is now in her life, though, is in Aquarius. She's progressed in Aquarius, and she needs to even more passionately communicate what she has learned in her life and what she has to offer and how she wants to see this world a different way. And you can put in there, too, how you feel about that.
Here's what I think, is I think that this event or wherever she was going to, there was some communications with others that kind of left her a little distraught. I feel like somebody said something or she was communicated to, and what she might perceive as maybe some negativity was actually a well-directed divine intervention, if you will, information for her to take a look, just like now we're getting into what you're saying.
Right.
Is to take a look at really how are you living your life.
Right.
So this was not a negative. This
no, it
is
wasn't.
A huge opportunity for you to open and find your passion.
Yes, because I feel
forward.
Like there's even more for her to access.
I do too.
I do too.
This was her opening.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
And the third one for this mailbag was from Sharon in Ohio. And this resonated a bit with me because Sharon's birthday is just the day before my birthday, different year. But And so there was a lot of Taurus here, and she's come into this lifetime. She has both her sun and moon in Taurus, and her ascendant is Libra. And she has Neptune on her ascendant. So again, we have someone here who she's come into this life to clean up a lot of old news that she doesn't want to carry forward. And at this point in her life, because her question is about will she find employment soon? And Sharon, what I want you to open up to is what I heard resonating was temps. I want you to get out there and take some temp jobs because you need to get a feeling of who you are now. And you need to let people ask you, would you be interested in such and so? And I always feel like the quickest way through all of that rediscovery of self is through the temps. So apply to an agency and get out there because you've got a lot to offer. And you're a nurturer, your progressed son is in Cancer now, and I want you to know that you've got so much to offer. Open up, and go out there.
Here's what I feel for. First of all, is I feel like, and you made a statement in there to her about discovering who she is.
Yes.
Right now I feel like that she's a lost soul because she's looking at herself as a person that doesn't have maybe all the skills and knowledge that
yes.
she needs to go forward, but yet, and she's like, and I feel a sadness around her, like I can't get forward, I can't go forward, I can't move, I'm not sure what to do, lacking self-confidence.
Right.
And I would have to agree, you need just to get out there. There are many skills that you have that you don't give yourself credit for.
That's right.
So this form that you're feeling like a lost soul is, or the space that you're in is going to quickly change once you get out there. And you know, one thing is going to lead to another, to another, to another.
Exactly.
It's not like today you're going to be an office clerk and then tomorrow you may be something else and the next day you may be something else, because it's time for you to start reinventing yourself. And that is through the path of self-discovery.
Absolutely.
So besides just the employment, first of all, is let go of the things that hold you back, which is your own lack of self-confidence, and start learning what it is that you're made of, and then go forward with those positive skills that you have, because you are going to make some differences in your life before the end of this year. And if it hasn't already arrived, your employment will be here very, very, very soon, and it's going to come just in the nick of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very positive for you in regards to that.
Excellent.
Wow, how fun was that?
That was great.
You know what? That's so fun. Now, you guys, here again, Nancy and I are going to answer your questions, her from an astrological and me from my side of the coin. So it's mailbag at journeyswithrebecca.com, and then every other week we're going to be answering those emails. And we're going to be doing that from here on out. So you guys get those questions into us, and we'll be happy to answer them. And Nancy, if you'd like to take this time, let them know what you need. And then, of course, give them your website address.
Yes. I need your first name is fine. I need your birth date, your birth time, and your birthplace. And that's what I need. And you can send it to mailbag with Journeys with Rebecca. If you want to get on my moon mailing list, send me an email that says moon mailing in the subject, and that's to Nancy Ogren, O-G-R-E-N, at comcast.net. And my web page is nancymillerogren.com.
And you know, of course, they can always click right on that link right from my website,
yep.
Nancy. And you know what, you guys, take all of you out there, take care of yourselves, and we are so excited that you guys are all a part of this. Nancy, again, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For all that positive information for us, and we will be talking to you real soon.
All right.
For the people in our military, it's a time of sacrifice and duty. That's why all four military aid societies have joined together to form the Armed Forces Relief Trust to help military families cope with financial and medical emergencies at home. With so many serving overseas, the need is greater than ever. You can learn more and donate at www.afrtrust.org. A message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There's still time to take advantage of a private reading with Rebecca Jernigan with the July special. If you schedule your reading in the month of July, you will get your reading at half price. It's only good for July, so hurry and call now to set your appointment with Master Clairvoyant Rebecca Jernigan. Limited number of time slots are available, so call 888-958-2768. That's 888-958-2768. Call now. Where will your life's journey take you?
The songs on your radio are brought to you by sound waves, frequency, and amplitude. By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help make it fun. Visit girlsgotech.org. A message from the Girl Scouts and Ad Council.
Journeys is always looking for informed, entertaining, and passionate guests. Email your guest suggestion to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. I'd like to thank my guests tonight for sharing their wonderful information and knowledge with us. And a special thanks goes out to you, the listeners. Now, you know, the guests I have on air are given the opportunity to share their viewpoints or ideas. Now, you and I have the opportunity of choice in regards to those ideas or viewpoints. Be sure to check in next week for more enlightening educational talk and discoveries. This is Rebecca of Journeys with Rebecca. Until we meet again, where will your life's journey take you? Many blessings and good night.